All right, everybody get a seat. All right. Now, did you know today is a special day?
Yeah,
what is it?
It's your birthday.
It's my birthday.
It's not my birthday. It's
my birthday.
It's her birthday. All right. And it is Hayden. Wave your hand, Hayden. It is your birthday. Now, my birthday was on Friday, okay? And why do we celebrate birthdays? Raise your hand when you know the answer, okay? Why do we have birthday parties and celebrate parties? Asher?
That's the day you were born.
That is the day that you're born. That's the day that you came into the world. So, how old are you?
Seven.
7 years ago today, this young lady came into the world. And I'm so grateful for that. Braxton just had a birthday a couple weeks ago. Man, everybody, all the good people have September birthdays. Don't you agree? Well, I tell you what, we got to sing happy birthday to Hayden and to her, okay? On three. One, two, three.
Happy birthday.
Nobody ever knows what to say when you have more than one. All right, now listen up. I got something to tell you. This is more important. More important than the day you were born. It's another birthday. What kind of birthday am I thinking about?
Your birthday.
What? Huh?
9/11.
You've been so quiet, I can't hear you. 9/11? No, but it is the birthday that's very important. But there's another birthday I'm thinking of. Not God's birthday.
Jesus' birthday?
Hmm?
Jesus' birthday?
No. Okay, listen to me. Listen to me quickly, because we've got to be through. The day you become a Christian, the Bible teaches that you become born again. You have a spiritual birthday. Now listen to me. In John chapter 3, there was a man named Nicodemus. He was a preacher. And he was talking to Jesus about how to have eternal life, how to live forever, how to have quality life. And Jesus said to him, "You've got to be born again." He goes, "That's impossible. You can only be born once." And Jesus said, "No. You have to be born again spiritually on the inside." Now, how in the world do you become born again on the inside? Braxton?
Get baptized.
Close. Before baptism. Asher?
What he's trying to say is, you're a Christian now, but you didn't used to. So then when you turn into a Christian, that's your spiritual birthday because you're turning into a Christian.
And how do you turn into a Christian? What do you have to do?
By reading your Bible and listening to God.
That's good. Reading your Bible, listening to God. Here's what it is. Y'all listen. Everybody look up here. Peyton, listen to this. Jesus gave him the answer. He said, For this is how God loved the world. He gave His one and only Son so that whoever believes in Him will not perish, but have eternal life. So what is the key to getting a spiritual birthday? It's believing in Jesus Christ. It's trusting Him. It's giving Him your life. And when you do that, the Bible says you're born again on the inside. It's the most important birthday to have. Okay? Let's pray. Lord, help these kids when they're old enough to make that decision to follow You, to place their faith in You. And I thank You for each one of them. It's good that they're born the first time, but it's even better when they're born again the second time. So, Lord, we pray that You'd help us to understand what that means. In Jesus' name, amen.